This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. Just before the new fiscal year started in July, Governor Bruce Rauner signed into law a temporary budget meant to keep state government going for 6 months. After spending a year without any budget, the new plan should come as a relief. But as this week's Illinois Issues in-depth report found, the so-called stopgap budget has some problems of its own. After the House and Senate approved a stopgap budget at the end of June, top Republicans held a news conference in front of the governor's office. Senate Minority Leader Christine Redonio called the six-month budget plan affordable.
There is no honeypot of money out there. Everything must be paid for.
Redonio may be right about the lack of a honeypot of money, but under the stopgap plan, everything is certainly not paid for. The Bipartisan Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability found that if nothing changes, the state will end the current fiscal year with a nearly $8 billion deficit. At that same news conference, Rauner restated his claim that he would never sign an unbalanced budget.
I've been very clear on two things from day one, and those two things aren't changing. One is I will not sign off on an unbalanced budget. And number two, I will not sign off on any new taxes without meaningful structural reform.
So how does the governor explain putting his signature on legislation that would leave the state in an $8 billion hole? He simply refuses to call the spending plan a budget.
This is not a budget. This is not a balanced budget. This is not a solution to our long-term challenges. This is a bridge to reform. That's what this is. This is a bridge to reform, a bipartisan bridge to reform.
The governor describes the stopgap as a bridge, but it can also be described as an excavator, digging Illinois' fiscal hole even deeper.
It's not even close to being balanced.
That's Richard Dye, co-director of the Fiscal Futures Project at the University of Illinois Institute of Government and Public Affairs.
What was passed was with either optimism or ignorance of what revenues were actually flowing in. So it's not clear that everything that was approved in the stopgap budget can be funded.
Comptroller Leslie Munger said she expects the state to wrap up the year with a $10 billion stack of unpaid bills.
Understandably, many would think that with this stopgap budget in place, now we could pay all of the state's debts. Unfortunately, this is not the case. Because just like in our own households, while we may have our checkbook, unless we have the cash available, we cannot write the check.
A group of social service providers that received no funding last fiscal year is suing the state to try to make it pay up. The group recently added more than a dozen new plaintiffs. Andrea Durbin, who was chair of the coalition, says even with a budget in place, providers are unsure of when or if they will be paid.
It's telling to me that more organizations wanted to join even after the stopgap was signed, and that, I think, says something about how people are really feeling about how certain that solution is or might be.
But the state's leaders say they see the bipartisan cooperation that got it passed as a sign of hope that a grand bargain can be reached on a balanced budget after the general election in November. Rauner had this to say on the day he signed the stopgap.
I believe and I firmly hope that right now we've hit the bottom. This is the low point in the evolution of Illinois, and now we begin to move up.
Dye, the U of I economist, is less hopeful because tackling the entire deficit would be basically politically impossible.
We really are in a position where things have gotten so bad that we can't have expectations of taxing and spending levels kind of what they were like in recent years. Things have to change in terms of the nature of government and what people expect to have to pay or expect to get.
Reporting for Illinois Issues, I'm Jamie Dunn.